Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. The last few mornings, I've been talking to you about what it means to be a part of the body of Christ or a member of the local body such as your church. We looked at some practical aspects of how that works out in everyday living. This morning, I would like to talk about a few more ways in which that happens. Remember how I illustrated how the human body works together to perform various duties like getting your body from a sitting position at the kitchen table to a chair in the living room? I then likened that to how the body of Christ needs to work together in the same way to do the will of God. I would like to describe to you yet another function that the body of Christ needs to be practicing. Think with me for a moment about how the human body protects itself. Suppose, for example, that you were looking at the ground, and when you looked up, you immediately saw a ball coming straight for your head. Instinctively, your hands go up to protect your head from getting hit, and at the same time, you might duck your head to avoid getting hit. Isn't that amazing how the body's reflexes in a split second of time do what they can to protect the body from harm? Well, just so, in the body of Christ, we need to be alert to spiritual dangers. And when we see the enemy of our souls overtaking one of our brothers, and he does not even see the danger, we have a responsibility to go to him and warn him. Galatians 6:1 speaks to that very point. The human body also works together to protect itself if it loses its balance on a wet or an icy surface. The arms, hands, and fingers go out very quickly in an effort to break the fall and keep the body from harm. So also, within the body of Christ, we need to be sensitive to the needs of others and be quick to help others in whatever way we can to keep the body balanced. Another thing, I've never heard of any parts of the human body complaining about their specific function, have you? I suppose that if the appendix could talk, it might want to be something different than what it is. After all, it is hidden, you can't see it, and people seem to function well without it. Yet it doesn't complain about being inside the body where no one sees it. And we wonder what it does, don't we? Well, it quietly goes on doing whatever God designed it to do without being seen or being noticed by anyone. It really isn't worried about that. And neither should anyone in the body of Christ concern themselves with those kinds of thoughts. Just because God is using someone a lot and they are noticed more than you are, doesn't mean that what God has for you to do is mundane and a menial task. Remember, we work together as a team, performing the work of God our Father and Jesus Christ, who is the head of the body. The Bible says that Christ is the head of the body, and because he is the body, when working properly, responds rightly in submission to the will of Christ, the head. In the human body, the head decides when to step forward, or when to step backward, or to sidestep an object in your path. The head determines whether you will put a coat on your body or a sweater, depending on the temperature. The head also decides whether it will get out of bed when the alarm clock rings, or whether it will doze off for another 10 minutes. The body is totally subject to the desires of the head, and so it is within the body of Christ. All the members are subject to the desires of the head. I think it's so neat and so amazing how the many functions of the human body characterize many, many things that happen in the body of Christ in the life of the church. It's a beautiful illustration that the Apostle Paul has given us there in 1 Corinthians 12. Well, I trust that you've been blessed as we've talked about the body of Christ and how the many functions in the human body relate to the functions in the spiritual body or the church. As we do the will of God and are subject to Him, to Christ, who is our head. May God bless you as you find your way in these things and learn to live in obedience to the will of Christ, in being a responsible member of the body of Christ. That is reaching out to help others, assisting others, working together as a team, and all performing the will of God together. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.